Hi everyone, welcome to the Divorce Girl Smiling Podcast. My name is Jackie Pilisoff and I'm your host. I'm the creator and editor-in-chief of Divorce Girl Smiling, the website, the podcast, and the mobile app. Getting divorced, as you probably know if you're going through one or you've been through one, is challenging. There's all these emotions, there's sadness, there's anger, there's bitterness. But there's one thing that I think is particularly unnerving, I guess is a good word to use, and that is distrust. When you start the separation process, I mean, I can only speak for myself, but I've talked to countless men and women about this. You go from being married to this point where there's like no trust, and it gets really awkward, and you're walking on eggshells. And the spouse that you thought you were going to be with forever, you don't even trust anything. And that can be the case for anything, you know, with as far as dating other people, anything, but particularly with money. A lot of people will tell me when they're going through a divorce, you know, I have this feeling my spouse is hiding money. Or friends and family will egg you on. They'll say, like, are you sure he's not hiding anything? You know, I mean, you know, he makes a lot of money. You better be sure he isn't. And, you know, that's breaking the law to hide money in a divorce. I don't know if people listening know this, but hiding money is committing fraud. And so sadly, it makes the divorce even more difficult than it has to be if you're worried about this. So today I want to talk about the possibility that your spouse is hiding money, how you might know, what you can do. To talk about this today, I have the best guest. Her name is Tracy Conan. She's a CPA and she's certified in financial forensics. She's a forensic accountant. Hi, Tracy.
Hi, Jackie. Thank you for having me.
Well, I'm really, really happy to have you, and I'm really looking forward to hearing what you have to say and all the advice. I mean, you have been in this business, just for our listeners, Tracy has been in this industry for 25 years. She has worked as a forensic accountant and also works in the areas of fraud investigation and corporate litigation. And we're going to talk about a tool that Tracy came up with, a 10-step handbook, where you are going to be able to answer some questions, do this workbook, and then it will help you to know if your spouse is hiding money. So with that said, Tracy, tell me, in your experience, do a lot of divorcing couples, does one or both hide money?
You know, I think that in most divorces, very many of them, there is suspicion of hiding money. Whether that actually, you know, turns out to be true is a different story. I think that it's certainly not in all marriages. I would say not in most marriages. But I do think that there are, in many marriages, there are some money lies that are told. Does it rise to the level of someone actually salting away money, you know, thousands and thousands of dollars that they're hiding? Many times it doesn't. But if the suspicions are there, I really want people to be empowered to get those questions answered so that once and for all, you can know, is there money hidden or not?
And you'll have peace of mind and say, you know what, I thought so, but no, it isn't. Tell me about these money lies. What do you mean money lies? What are some examples?
Spending on things that you know your spouse wouldn't approve of, or not following the guidelines that you have in place. You know, most spouses have between themselves an agreement. If we're going to spend over X amount of dollars, we talk about it before we spend it, right? There are some parameters in place just so you can keep a handle on your budget and your money. And spending outside of those parameters is one of those money lies. And then there's, you know, it goes all the way up to the big stuff that does include hiding money or does include spending on an affair, spending on a secret hobby, spending on strip clubs, gambling, you know, all those sorts of things.
All right. So Tracy wrote an article for Divorce Girl Smiling called Is Your Spouse Hiding Money? And Tracy, I love this part of the article because it's so true. It's hard to know if your spouse is hiding money, but it all starts with a gut feeling. You know your spouse. Trust your intuition. If you think something's wrong, it's worth it to follow up. So I'm always a big believer in the gut. The gut will speak to you. Even if you don't want to listen to it, it will keep kind of gnawing at you. And so I think, Tracy, you're right. A lot of people think their spouse is hiding money and it turns out to be not. But, you know, I would say if your gut is speaking to you and you want to check into it, we're going to get into a way that you can, because forensic accountants cost thousands and thousands of dollars. And Tracy has developed something that is not going to cost you that. But Tracy, tell me, in the world of forensic accounting, what are the red flags of fraud? Like, what are the signs that somebody should look for?
Well, there is a laundry list of red flags of fraud that could exist in your marriage. So I like to talk about some of the most common ones that people might see. Things like a change in behavior surrounding money, like your husband suddenly becomes much more controlling about the money, either about the money you're spending and maybe asking a lot more questions, trying to stop you from spending on things you normally spend on, things like that. Or they might be trying to control you by doing things like limiting your access to information, not telling you what your money situation is about. Or maybe previously you could log into the online banking and now he's changed the password and you can't get in there. So those types of changes in behavior are probably the most common red flags that I see in marriages.
I see a lot of times divorce starts out really nice and, you know, let's not be that couple. Let's be the couple who divorces amicably. And then it just makes a turn for the worse, either because somebody started dating someone, or feelings of resentment pop up, or people start having these fears, especially financially, and they don't want to play nice anymore. If you suspect the person might be hiding money, what can you do?
Well, if you see a number of red flags, and I just talked today only about a couple of them, you know, there's so many more things like, you know, secretly making purchases, destroying documents, maybe getting rid of the tax returns that used to be in the filing cabinet. Oh, there's just a laundry list of them. But let's say you do see 3, 4, or 5 things that feel really suspicious surrounding the money. The next step is to look into those finances. Now, you could try to look into it yourself, you know, start digging through the account statements and see what you can find. You could hire a forensic accountant. Right. And because I'm a forensic accountant, this is what I know is the most thorough way to look into things. And so the projects that I do, you know, we're taking a time period, usually going back maybe 2 or 3 years. And I'm looking at all of the bank statements, all the credit card statements, and seeing exactly what has your family been spending money on. And when I do this, I'm typically, if there's something wrong, I'm finding transactions that don't make sense, can't be explained. Maybe purchases that seem out of the ordinary, or if someone's really trying to hide some money, they're probably taking repeated cash withdrawals from an ATM machine, or they're going into a bank branch and they're withdrawing $5,000, $10,000 at a time, and they can't tell you what they spent it on. So I'm looking for transactions like that and adding them all up and putting them together in a way that, you know, the attorney can go into court and show the judge, here's what's happened with the money.
So as a forensic accountant, you're working with the divorce attorney, and because there's this thing called discovery, both parties have to turn over all these bank statements and financial records, right? So there's no getting around that.
That's right.
And then basically forensics, that makes sense. You go in there and kind of analyze and say, well, in the last 5 years, this guy never took money out of the ATM. Now he's taking $500 every 2-3 days for 2 months. So there must be something going on, right?
Right. Or I'm saying, oh, look, you know, there is a $10,000 transfer to Wells Fargo Bank. And, you know, the wife is saying, well, we've never done business with Wells Fargo Bank before. Why would money be going there? And all of a sudden we're thinking maybe there's an account at Wells Fargo Bank that we need to know about.
All right, so that's your job. And then forensic accounting, why is it so expensive? Why do people say, oh, forensic accountants, that's going to cost you tens of thousands of dollars? Is it just because it takes so many hours to do this?
Right. It's very labor intensive. There's lots of details. You know, I can be dealing with thousands of pages of bank documents. Maybe in the average, ordinary run-of-the-mill divorce, maybe it's hundreds of pages of documents, but it can get up into the thousands. And if I'm looking at every single transaction, it takes a lot of time and it takes expertise. There is kind of an art to what I do. I've been doing it for a really long time, so I know what to look for. I know how to do this process efficiently. I know how to follow up on these transactions to, I'm tracing money sometimes through several accounts and trying to follow that trail of money. And so it's a specialty that's expensive.
I can't even imagine. And you're paying a divorce attorney, and now you're paying this forensic accountant. It could be so stressful, and it could turn out to be a ridiculous amount of money.
It all adds up so fast, doesn't it? I mean, the attorney is billing you for every tenth of an hour that they think about your case or every email they send you. Just had someone yesterday say to me, my attorney sent me a small email and I got charged $100 for it. And so it all adds up so, so fast.
You're listening to the Divorce Girl Smiling podcast with Jackie Pilisoff and my guest, Tracy Conan, a CPA, a CFF, and a forensic accountant. And we're talking about hiding money in a divorce. So we were just talking about how hiring a forensic accountant can cost you tens of thousands, maybe more. And is there some limit of money? Like, Tracy, is there any rule? Like, if your spouse makes over 100,000, if you have assets that are a half a million or more, like, is there any rule like that where you would say people hire forensic accountants or there's no rule?
There's no rule. I like to think about it more in terms of how much do you think might be missing? And now people are laughing or saying, well, gosh, if I knew how much was missing, I wouldn't need you, right?
Okay.
But I do think, as I talk to potential clients, and we talk through some of the issues, we can kind of get a sense for how much is really at risk. Someone might say, well, gosh, we had a really tight budget, and so maybe a few thousand dollars could be missing. If that's the case, of course it's not going to make sense to spend $10,000 or $15,000 to hire a forensic accountant. But if we start talking where there are some retirement accounts involved and some investment accounts involved, and someone says, I think there could realistically be $50,000 to $100,000 gone, and I would have never known the difference. Now we're speaking about an area where it might make sense to hire someone like me because, you think about my fees, you think about the attorney's fees, if you have to go in front of a judge to present this and fight about it. So I like to think about it in terms of how much could really be missing.
Absolutely. And so it's always like you have to weigh how much is it going to cost me to figure it out and how much am I going to get? Like I, for example, once went to court, back to court after divorce with my ex-husband because he owed me $3,000 and it cost me $10,000 to get the three. So that was the lesson I learned from that. So I'm glad we're bringing up this example of you just said, what if somebody feels like they're missing $5,000? That's an important amount of money. To some people, it isn't, but I certainly think I would want that money. So, Tracy, I want to get into the tool that you developed that I just think is amazing that will help men and women find out if their spouse might be hiding money and if it's worth it to talk to your attorney. So it's called the Divorce Money Guide. It's a 10-step handbook. Tell me about the Divorce Money Guide.
The Divorce Money Guide is brand new. There's never been anything like it before. And what it's trying to do is make forensic accounting more accessible to everyone. We know that, probably 90% or more people who are getting divorced don't have the money to hire a forensic accountant, but they still have questions. A lot of them want to know what has happened to the money. And maybe they don't have suspicions about fraud. Maybe they just say, you know what? I haven't been involved actively in our family's finances for years, and I want to know what our money was spent on, but I don't know where to start. The Divorce Money Guide can help them. So it's online. It is videos, written materials, worksheets, checklists that anyone can use. You don't have to be good at numbers. And I will walk you through what is the financial part of your divorce, what is discovery, and then what documents do you need on the financial side to get a clear picture of what's been going on. How do you get those documents, and what do you do with them once you have them? So I give you really simple techniques that you can use, just like a forensic accountant would, to see if there's money missing.
First of all, can't believe no one's come up with this idea yet. It's crazy to me because it's the greatest idea. Secondly, I love the passion that you have. In the couple times I've met you, Tracy, and been talking to you for a little while, you're so passionate about this. You really want to help people. I think it's wonderful. You're helping people who wouldn't otherwise be able to afford a forensic accountant, and you're helping people just have less stress about their divorce. Because wouldn't it be nice to do Tracy's money guide and go, wow, he isn't hiding anything? And then you never have to wonder, and it's a really inexpensive way to do that. It probably costs 1 to 2 hours of the time you would spend on your attorney for billing hours, right?
That's right. So I wanted to make sure that it was super affordable. A lot of people in their divorces will have their attorneys get together their bank statements, get together all sorts of their financial items for them for the discovery part, and you're getting charged by the hour for that. So the Divorce Money Guide is also going to help you know how to put that all together yourself so you can save those attorney's fees.
Tracy, I had a pretty expensive, like really well-known attorney when I got divorced. I didn't know any of the attorneys, by the way, on Divorce Girl Smiling, unfortunately. But I did my own discovery. So I guess what Tracy's saying is, if you're willing to take the time to get the documents together, you're going to need to give them to your attorney anyway, and then you can use them in the Divorce Money Guide. So you're doing the work anyway.
Right. I mean, and, you know, I've had clients who have used the Divorce Money Guide who have now saved a couple $1,000s in attorney's fees by doing some of this legwork themselves instead of relying on their attorney to do it.
All right. Tell me how much time is involved in the Divorce Money Guide. Like, how many hours can you do it, you know, in different time periods? Do you have to do it all at once? Like, tell me about that.
Okay. So if you get the Divorce Money Guide, you have lifetime access to it. So you don't ever get cut off, and you can do it whenever you want. There's 10 steps to it, but you don't have to do all the steps. You don't even have to do the steps in order. You can pick and choose what you want to do. If you already have some of these financial documents and you're ready to go, you skip the step that tells you how to get those. Or if you just have one specific concern that you want to look into, you can go to the step that deals with that. But I like to say, if you were to do the whole Divorce Money Guide, I can show you in less than 5 hours how to find where the money is hidden.
Sweet. This is amazing. I cannot believe that no one has done this yet. Good for you, Tracy. To get to Divorce Money Guide, go to divorcemoneyguide.com. Okay, that gets you to Tracy's site. But then when you get there, there's a complimentary quiz. And this will tell you, if you do the quiz, it will help you determine how much you know about your financial situation and if Divorce Money Guide is something that would benefit you. So the free assessment, it's a quiz. It's like 8 questions, right, Tracy?
Yes. And it will kind of assess where you stand in terms of how much you know about your finances, and if you were to get the Divorce Money Guide, how you could best use it in your situation. But then let me tell you, Jackie, the part of the Divorce Money Guide that I think is the coolest of all of it is step 3, where we talk about the red flags of fraud. So I give you there, lists of things that might be warning signs, but there is a red flag quiz in that section. And it's 25 questions about your finances in your marriage. And when you're done, I give you my assessment of how likely it is that your spouse is hiding money.
This is so great. And I love the fact that it will give men and women peace of mind. And it might make your divorce more amicable, because let's say you think your spouse is hiding money and you have all this resentment and animosity. And then you do the divorce money guide and you go, oh, I don't really think he is anymore. And it might just change the whole dynamic of the divorce. Or second scenario, oh my gosh, I've been so naive. Here I thought he wanted what was best for me. I should say he or she. And I have been a fool. How could I not have known this? And then it's like you are getting the money that you deserve.
That's exactly it. That's 100% the reason why I wanted to create it. Because, you know, for some people, there isn't any hidden money. And I want to be able to give you peace of mind that you did what you had to do and looked into it so that you could get comfort. Or if there is money that's been hidden, that's been wasted, that you would know about that, that you would have the opportunity to get that proof together and present it in court.
Tracy, I just love this.
Me too.
I'm so excited. I'm like jumping out of my seat.
We've gotten really, really good feedback on it from the people who have purchased it and used it. They've talked about how easy it is, how surprised they were how easy it was, and that it did give them the information that they needed to go back to their attorney to say, we need to fight for my half of this money.
I also think that attorneys, as many as possible, need to know about this, because as much as we all think like some attorneys are greedy, I don't believe that's true. Not the ones that are on my site and that I know personally who I like. These attorneys have your best interest in mind, and having something like Divorce Money Guide to share with their clients, I think is a no-brainer, and they would love that.
The feedback from divorce attorneys has been fantastic. They've been wonderful about telling their clients about it. And so it's been great to be the person to put a resource out there that can help so many people.
Tracy, thank you so much for being on the show. Any final thoughts?
I would just say that as you're going through divorce, please understand that there are so many people who are in the same situation that you are in. If you haven't been involved with the money in your family, don't be ashamed. There are lots and lots of people who aren't involved. They let their spouse take care of it. If you think your spouse has hidden money, spent it inappropriately, don't be ashamed. There are a lot of people who are in the same situation. What you should do instead of being ashamed is take some control of it and do what you can to get to the bottom of things.
I am so glad you said that, because I think there are countless men and women listening who their spouse always took care of everything financially. Now they're intimidated by numbers. They don't think they can do it. Trust me, you can do it. The more you know, the more empowered you get, the better your divorce outcome is going to be, and the stronger and more independent you're going to feel.
I totally agree.
So with that said, I want to thank everybody for listening. If you want to learn more about Divorce Money Guide and Tracy Conan, go to divorcemoneyguide.com, or you can go to divorcedgirlsmiling.com, and Tracy's on that site as well. And I just want to leave you with one final thought. Getting divorced is so, so difficult in so many ways, emotionally and just lifestyle-wise. But if you're willing to be open-minded and learn about things that you don't know, and Tracy has made this so easy when it comes to the Divorce Money Guide and finances, you will be so happy. And you are so much stronger than you think. I know I already said that, but I'm saying it again. So thank you so much for listening, everybody, and we'll talk to you real soon.